There's growing interest in developing shale oil on Alaska's North Slope. A conference on the topic in Anchorage today drew a sellout crowd. The potential resource on the North Slope is enormous, but there are also big challenges that may make it hard for companies to economically develop the oil. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
4 years ago, Dave Hausnecht, a research geologist with the United States Geological Survey, started looking into the oil and gas potential in shale rock on Alaska's North Slope. Then, at a lease sale in 2010, Great Bear Petroleum snapped up North Slope leases with the intention to begin exploratory shale oil drilling.
When Great Bear suddenly appeared at the lease sale 2 years ago and picked up the acreage, we were asked to accelerate our evaluation by DNR because that kind of caught them by surprise.
Hausnecht's assessment came out earlier this year. It shows the North Slope has a huge amount of oil and gas trapped in shale rock, as much as 2 billion barrels of recoverable oil. That amount is second only to the massive Bakken Reserve in North Dakota. A lot of it is locked in a rock formation called the Shublik, and Hausnecht says the shale, or source rock, isn't like anything that's currently being developed in the lower 48, and that could make the oil hard to extract.
To be truthful about it, it's difficult to find an analog that fits the Shublik really well anywhere in the world. So I think what we're doing is probably breaking new ground on a type of source rock that has a mineralogy that's quite unique.
Hausnecht says the oil on the North Slope also tends to be more viscous than in the lower 48 shale formations, and that also might complicate the production process. But those downsides don't seem to be deterring industry interest.
Do you get calls from oil companies, though, that are interested?
All the time. All the time.
Only one company, Great Bear Petroleum, is currently exploring the resource potential. The company began field work this summer, drilling vertical wells into the Shublik Formation. Pat Galvin is Vice President of External Affairs at Great Bear. He says the results from those test wells will be trickling out over the next few years, and he says it's hard to predict what they will show.
If we have something that is relatively thin, then we're going to have to really sharpen our pencils to come up with an economic project. If we have a fairly large success, then it'll be a much more clear-cut answer in terms of whether the economics are going to work.
Galvin says developing the resource in Alaska will be expensive, and the company will have to figure out how to bring costs down. Galvin is a former Alaska Revenue Commissioner under Governor Palin, and that gives him insight into how shale oil development would impact the state's budget.
It will create a whole new industry of oil and gas development on the slope that we hadn't included in any of our previous forecasts, and that will really establish a much more secure long-term base for the state's economy.
That assessment is relatively tame compared to the one State Senator Joe Pascvan has to offer.
Beyond game-changing, huge, enormous.
The Fairbanks Democrat thinks shale oil may be the answer to the question of how to get more oil flowing through the Trans-Alaska pipeline system. So far, only one company, Royal Energy, appears to be following Great Bear's lead, but Pascvan predicts others will soon.
If Great Bear does very, very well in their and proving up this process, I think that there will be many independents following Great Bear to Alaska because the magnitude of our resource is so large.
The energy-focused law firm that organized the conference, K&L Gates, originally planned to have 75 participants. 300 people signed up before they had to start turning people away. Pascvan says that kind of turnout is evidence the shale oil boom that took off in North Dakota 4 years ago may be about to hit Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.